are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Male birth control is back in the news, right? They think they have gotten the closest to male birth control. We're going to talk about that. I know there's really not a market for it. Many men don't really want to buy male birth control or go on it. May not be a bad idea. Remember we talked about women selling positive pregnancy tests, right? You know, to catch their bow, may not be a bad idea. So we'll talk about that. Unfortunately, there's been 3 North Carolina deaths now blamed on the flu. The flu is already showing its deadly head. We're going to talk about that. Then, Ohio apparently wins the award for being the state that has the most swearing. We'll talk about that. Which state swears the most? A lot of people think it's Nevada. No, it isn't. It isn't. Then apparently a suspected killer, I guess he was, I believe, already imprisoned, and he was awaiting trial, had, I guess, killed himself by drinking Ajax. And I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray on KABC this morning. They were asking, you know, was he doing this to get high? You know, why would somebody do this? You know, I mean, unless they really didn't want to commit suicide. So we'll talk about how Ajax kills and why that's a real stupid way to go. There's a possible brain tumor outbreak going on in California that's being investigated by, I believe, Aaron Brockovich. And then the meningitis outbreak has now hit 4 people at UC Santa Barbara. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of you are kind of interested in how my boys fared running their miles yesterday. Let's just say I'm not going to say the score. All right. One did better than the other. Right, but I was very, very surprised at their time. When I asked the kids what the average time was for miles, now, remember, you and I probably ran, for a girl, a 6-minute mile was pretty good. For a guy, that was standard, right, when we were going to school. Nowadays, it sounded like the average was about 10 to 12 minutes. 10 to 12-minute miles. We have a huge problem. A huge problem with lack of physical fitness. And what I was kind of shocked about is both my kids said, looks like they have a new physical education program at the school. Both my kids said this was the first time they were ever forced to run a mile. What? They're 11 and 13, and this is the first time they were ever told to run a mile in school. I was running miles in the first grade, second grade, third grade. Remember we had to run around the backstops, right, which was longer than the track. Remember, I'm like, can we just run on the track? No, we can't because the track team's practicing. Run behind the backstops. We're like, no, not the backstops. That sucks. And, you know, the teachers, you know, they weren't texting at the time, but they just sat there and said, I mean, I would have loved to be a PE coach. Just send the kids running around the backstops and you just get to sit there and daydream. What an easy job, you know. And the funny thing is I grew up in, I was born in L.A., but my folks moved to Phoenix, so I grew up in Phoenix. And, I mean, it got hot. Phoenix got hot. So we're talking about 115 degree weather. We're running track. It's ridiculous. Right, but I got to tell you, we were physically fit. Okay? I was able to run. And again, a 6-minute mile isn't that big a deal. But, I mean, still, I was a hell of a lot more fit than the kids are now. And I'm hearing that this is the first time the school asked the kids to run a mile. Now, some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I mean, does that really matter? You know, these days, all they have to do is play video games and be on the computers. And, you know, yes, it does matter. It does. So, I mean, I'm thinking about maybe just, you know, taking the kids jogging. Maybe I'll start doing that. You know, we've had them in soccer. We've had them in taekwondo. We've had them in swimming. We're going to start putting them into lacrosse, you know. But maybe I just need to take them jogging. Of course I'll wear a sports bra. Come on, it's not funny. You guys are mean. You guys are real. I could take them jogging. You guys are so mean. Listen, okay, I'm going to be on Pawn Stars tomorrow night. when you see that, keep in mind I've lost 25 pounds. Okay? Just cut me some slack. I've lost weight. Okay? You guys are so mean. All right. Anyway, let's move on to this story. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The Buckeye State comes in first in the nation for swearing. I'm not sure about the science behind this one, but the Marchex Institute analyzed data from phone calls that people make to businesses where customers are informed that they are being recorded, such as banks and insurance firms. So this isn't NSA sort of spying. These are technically people where, you know, this call may be monitored, right? You know, and you know, you're like, oh, no. So I always watch my language, and I always try to sound nice, you know, because I don't know if anybody back east, you know, recognizes me, you know, because my show plays in New York and New Jersey and all that, you know. So I'm like, all right, you know. You know, oh, yes, this is Dr. Dahlia. You know, it always sounds sexy. Once I hear, you know, this call may be recorded for, you know, institutional purposes. So I'm like, hi. Sometimes I'll throw a little accent and they try to sound, you know, like I'm from the South. When you, you know, talk like, you know, you're from the South, people are just nasty to you. You know, so I'll do something like that. You know, or Jamaica, man. Anyway, so I may throw in an accent or whatever, but apparently what they did is they found that more people swore over these phone calls when they came from Ohio. Ohio pulled in first for the use of naughty words, swearing one out of every 150 conversations. Then came Maryland, New Jersey, Louisiana, and Illinois. Now, who were the cleanest? The Washingtonians. They were very clean. Only one in 300 phone calls contained a swear word. You know what? I think that's funny. I can't do that on air, but I've done that where we're talking about something completely unrelated and I go, you're pooping me, really? You know, but you know the word I'm using. You know, no way. You know, and, you know, I think it's, you see, I think a lot of people do it not because they're mean or not because they're foul-mouthed or low-class or anything like that, but sometimes I'll use a cuss word for rapport. You know, I use foul language when I'm in the room with my patients, and I don't use it to be nasty or naughty or whatever, and I never say the Lord's name in vain, but a patient will be telling me a story, and I could say, oh, darn. Or instead, I go, holy poop, really? That happened to you? And it immediately establishes rapport with the patient. They are relaxed, and then they tell me everything. So I think it's a very good tool. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Erwin writes, Dolly, my Dolly, that's okay. Dr. Dolly, but that's okay. I'll go by Dolly. My doctor uses swear words and slang, and I love it, but my wife won't stand for it. She says he's not doctorly. Guess it's different strokes for different folks. Then he goes on talking about his wife going into doctor. Here's the thing. All right. Okay. You do have to have professional conduct as a doctor. I mean, I'm not going to go in and walk into a patient's room and go, how's it hanging? I'm not going to do that. That's inappropriate. You know, I don't actually do that with my friends anymore because they'll tell me or show me and I can't handle that. So, what I usually do when I come into a room is, I usually touch the patient somehow, like I'll smack them on the knee, I'll smack them on the shoulder. I've started to avoid the hugs. A lot of my patients like to hug me because since the show went national, people are trying to touch my boobs and I'm getting sick of it. I can't tell you how many times people have touched my boobs and I don't like that, all right? And so I'm actually becoming more and more distant in my interaction with patients as you know, the show has been, you know, going the way it's going and how, you know, my TV work has increased. I don't want to with my patients who I've known for years, but you have new patients and, you know, some of these people, are a little starstruck, which is kind of nice because I mean, I don't think anybody listens to the show. So it's very complimentary and flattering that somebody listens, but I got to be careful. And, you know, I've told you guys about how I've had to kick patients out, et cetera. And, you know, we've had to up security and all that. And so, you know, everybody's nice to the Pawn Star guys. Why aren't they nice to me? Anyway, yeah, I know, they're Pawn Star guys. But usually with my patients, when, you know, I get to be relaxed with them and I know who they are, I come in, right, you know, and give them a smack them upside the shoulder or the leg, or I, you know, give them a hug or something, you know, and I'm like, what the hell's going on with you? You know, and I will be a lot more relaxed. Okay? And I because I think there's a little bit of coldness as the doctor, walks in and says, "Hi, how are you, Mr. Smith?" I don't like to go Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm like, Bob, what's up? You know, I have a lot of patients, who are Richard, and they go by Dick. And that I have a little problem doing because I get the giggles. And one of my patients, he's like, "No, you know, call me Dick." And I'm like, "Hey, you know," and I don't want to giggle because to me, that's kind of unprofessional. You know, I mean, their name is Richard. I'm like, "But your name is Richard on the chart. Can't I call you Rich?" No, that's not my name. All right. So that I do get a little fumbled and flustered on those, but that's okay. Then when I'm sitting down talking to the patients, okay, I listen to them. All right. Now, they could tell me a story that requires a lot of emotion. Now, mind you, remember, a lot of times I'm not as energetic as I seem to be now. Okay. I mean, I'm not as energetic. Okay. I mean, I've done a 3-hour show. I'm now seeing patients. I'm kind of worried about the HIV patient we just had and the melanoma I just biopsied. And, you know, so I'll come into a patient and then they'll give me something pretty heavy. And so it may look like I'm not listening because my face has a little bit more fatigue in it. But then I answer back going, "Holy beep, are you kidding me? What the beep? No, really?" And then we continue the conversation and they know they got me. They know that I am engaged. They know I'm listening. And I have used foul language as a tool. Again, never say the Lord's name in vain. There's no reason to do that. Okay? And the other thing, too, is I also allow my patients to cuss. Remember we talked about that study a couple times? There were a few studies where cursing helped eliminate less pain medicine. Right? Remember that? I think a bunch of male test subjects stick their hand in icy cold water. Those who were able to cuss were able to last almost twice or three times as long than those who weren't able to cuss. Now, you know, I understand that, you know, insurance doesn't really pay for the anesthesia, and I will still use, you know, anesthetic agents in my practice. I'm not just telling them to cuss, so I save money on the anesthesia. But I'll notice some of my women will be like, "Oh, you know, you're doing a digital block to take out, you know, toenail or whatever," and they're like, "Oh, my, oh," I'm like, it's okay, if it hurts, just cuss, it's totally fine. And, you know, so for some people, it really does help break the tension, et cetera. But no, I think there has to be a level of decorum. I think there has to be a level of professionalism. So when you're talking to somebody about their diabetes and high blood pressure, you really don't need to be introducing cuss words to that. I really don't think there's a lot of cuss words. When you're trying to explain to somebody their vitamin B deficiency and why they may have a megaloblastic anemia, no, I don't really see why you need cuss words in there. Although, you guys heard of that gene. The MTHFR gene, right? Okay. I mean, when you say it really fast, and patients will say, "I have the blank blank gene," then I know exactly what they're talking about. We got to talk about that. Just, I haven't really talked to you about that because, again, I don't want to get an FCC violation. But other than that, you know, when you're talking medicine, no, you don't. But if you're establishing rapport and talking to people, so, you know, this one study where they're like, this one state seems to cuss the most on these monitored calls. Many people will do that. They will use a simple curse word to bring the conversation to a more friendly, one-on-one, casual level. I gotta tell you, I love doing that. You know, when my car was broken into and I had to call for the credit cards, you know, the woman on the other end of the phone was like, "Okay, please give me your information. All right, we will cancel the cards," you know, and then, you know, I was quiet, you know, because I was really upset. And, you know, she's like, "Are you okay?" Her being personal really helped. And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. This sucks. I lost my makeup and I lost my this. Ah. And she actually went off script and talked to you. Maybe that's the problem. I'm not saying we need to cuss at each other or drop some cuss words or some F-bombs or whatever while we're talking to each other. But maybe everything is now so computerized, so robotic, so digital that we really don't have any, you know, TLC, and I just think it would be a nice change of pace. All right, guys, here we go. Male birth control, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keeping sperm from being ejaculated in the first place, they say, may be the key to creating a birth control drug for men. This is being reported by the Huffington Post. Right now, we still don't have a pill. All right, you know, but they think they could, these actually people get the credit, I believe, are Sabatino Ventura of Monash University in Australia and colleagues. And they wrote this for those of you who want to break down the newsstand to get the article. It's the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now, female birth control is kind of easy because, you know, you can just stop one egg. You only got to deal with one egg. But when we're dealing with sperm and men, okay, you got to stop 1,500 sperm cells that men produce each second. That is a lot. Now, with women, okay, we take some hormones and we hopefully stop ovulating. That's easy. But with men, trying to stop their testosterone, guys don't like that. All right? And then how do you stop the rapid production of the sperm? Right? How do you, you know, so, basically what we need to do to get a gentleman to actually purchase this sort of drug, because remember the pharmaceutical companies, they aren't going to make the drug if they don't think somebody's going to purchase it, all right, and get it on the plan, is they need to make sure that it doesn't, you know, hurt you, it doesn't give you side effects, all right, and it's something that's reversible. Okay, because if a man wants to go, just like female on birth control, maybe, you know, most birth control with females, it's reversible. When they want to get pregnant, they can get pregnant. Same thing with a man. When a man wants to impregnate, then, you know, he goes off the sort of birth control. Now, remember, sperm is made of the testes, okay, right? Then it is stored in the epididymis, which is kind of that, you know, when you feel, it kind of feels like a bag of worms down there. Okay, yeah, it's kind of like the coiled tube, okay? When you climax, okay, smooth muscle, not skeletal muscle, but smooth muscle will push the sperm out of the epididymis into a tube called the vas deferens. Now, the vas deferens is what you guys get cut during a vasectomy, okay? But we don't call it vas. We call it, you know, a vasectomy, but that's your vas deferens, okay? Goes into the vas deferens, into the urethra, and then out of the body, okay? Now, I guess receptors on the muscles receive these hormonal signals that tell the smooth muscle to contract. Trying to block these receptors have been decreased, like the alpha-1A adrenoceptors and the P2X1 purinoceptors, right? And it could cut back male fertility, but the problem is men don't want to be less fertile. They want all or nothing, and I don't blame them. I mean, all it takes is one sperm out of those millions and millions of sperm per ejaculate or whatever. So, all right, I'm trying to see what the new study did. What they did is the researchers bred mice that lacked both of these receptors. They found that female mice without the receptors could still reproduce. Male mice pursued females, mated with them, but they never had babies. So, if they can block the receptors that block the smooth muscle contraction, you're on to something. You see? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. I don't know what I want to talk about. This Ajax story is kind of crazy here. I apologize. Let me first talk about this because this is kind of important. Many of you have been asking me about vitamin D deficiency. And vitamin D deficiency may damage the brain. And, you know, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, this is ridiculous. So now you're telling me I got to pop pills, pop more vitamin D. Here's the thing, all right? I don't like people popping a lot of pills. I really, really don't, all right? You know, but we do know that low vitamin D could cause issues. Now, the new study published in the Free Radical Biology and Medicine, all right, basically what they did again, here comes the rats, okay? Rats were fed diets low in vitamin D for a long period of time, and they had developed free radical brain damage. Poor cognitive, poor functioning, memory, etc. These are rats, not people. Okay. They also found that rats who were vitamin D deficient had significantly higher levels of several other brain proteins, which contributed to certain stress on the brain, etc. Now, does vitamin D cause Alzheimer's? Well, there has been some studies that have linked to it. We also know low vitamin D has been linked to heart disease, cancer, etc. Now, remember, this study was performed on rats, but we're finding more and more vitamin D deficiency, and a lot of you guys are confused. Now, this one report was reported out of Fox News. But a lot of you guys are confused, and the doctors are confused just as well, because a few things have happened. Okay, first, we were told to check everybody's vitamin D. So we started doing that. Then as Obamacare slowly started to roll out and insurance companies started to make changes, many of you guys got bills for that vitamin D test. So this year, I started cutting back on checking people's vitamin D because my patients are like, the vitamin D is too expensive. So, so we went from checking everybody's vitamin D to now going, well, wait a second, if insurance doesn't pay for it, maybe we can't check it. Then we were checking people's vitamin D, and 97% of my practice were low. Scale, we needed you to be above the number 30. Many of you guys were in the 20s. 97% of my practice was low in vitamin D. So I was telling everybody take a couple thousand units of vitamin D. We live in the skin cancer capital of the world. I can't tell them to go out into the sun, which is what I really wanted. I figured, sun is what we really need. But again, I can't tell people to get skin cancer. We're supposed to tell people to avoid the sun, which again is really counterintuitive, with our natural instinct. But, then a study came out. I believe it was from the Institute of Medicine. Remember last year saying, guys, maybe we need to change the threshold. And maybe the reason why so many of us are vitamin D deficient is because we're having 30 as the cutoff when we really need 20 as the cutoff. Now, if we move the cutoff, the reference range to 20, probably 90% of my patients would be fine. And they wouldn't be considered vitamin D deficient. But 10% of my patients would, because they come back in the teens, et cetera. And those are the people that, really need to be addressed, et cetera. So then doctors got told, maybe this reference range is off, but nobody did anything about it. The labs haven't done anything about it, and nobody else has made a stink about the reference range. So right now we have a bunch of people avoiding the sun for fear of skin cancer, and I get that. I'm scared of skin cancer, too. We have kind of conflicting results on how low is really vitamin D. Are you guys really low when you come back in the 20s? All right? And then we have, does low vitamin D really cause Alzheimer's? Does it really cause cancer? So what the hell are we supposed to do? Now, I told you guys when I was in medical school, I raised my hand. This is before we knew about vitamin D deficiency and all that. I mean, we knew about, rickets and, how low vitamin D could cause bone issues. But in terms of us massively being low in vitamin D, we were checking people's vitamin Ds back then. But I was in medical school. I rose my hand a lot, right, because I was very inquisitive. Okay, I really needed to understand the meat of the subject. And so I kind of rose my hand a lot. And, my classmates are like, oh, shut up already, please. Anyway, I go, I don't get it. There's all these breast cancers and colon cancers and the Northern American and Northern European, but you don't see that much breast cancer or colon cancer by the equator. Could it be the sun? And the answer to that from the professor was, it's genetic. Everybody's passing on the genes. All right. And I'm like, okay, I get that. You got the Ashkenazi Jews. You got, the Northern European. I get it that there's genes being passed. And so, I shut up. Of course, with the classmates saying, no more questions. I want to get out early. No more questions. All you shut up. I'm like, all right. Well. So I didn't really pursue it. But if we are seeing more, types of these cancer, right, and in the, Northern European, I mean, maybe there is something that, something that has to do with the sun. And I think we really underestimate the power of the sun because we can't study it. It's kind of hard to do. So right now we're just telling everybody to pop pills for their vitamin D. And I don't know if it's as good. It works, I got to tell you. My patients who are on thousands of units of vitamin D, it is working. It is. But, my golfers have the best vitamin D. You know, I have a golfer whose vitamin D is in the 50s. One is in the 60s. Why? Because they're out there in the sun. And again, I can't tell you guys to go out into the sun because a melanoma is deadly. Okay, we could kind of deal with vitamin D deficiency. We could deal with it. I'm not very comfortable with you getting a melanoma. And so, you know, if you're just as confused as, you know, you're just as confused as the doctors are on really how to handle this vitamin D. You know, and you know, we talked about, you know, some of my truckers are like, look, Dahlia, I make sure one of my arms is always out the window. And it gets some sun, so I know I'm getting my vitamin D. And then I can watch the arm to make sure that it doesn't get cancer. Yeah, but you also got to realize, you know, some of these melanocytes can, you know, travel to other parts of the body. I mean, you could get free radicals. You could get sun damage that could cause cancer in other parts of the body. So, you know, it's one of those things where we really need somebody to come out and say, look, everybody get their 10, 15 minutes a day. All right? Get 10, 15 minutes a day of sun. That's your prescription. And study that and see if people who got 10 to 15 minutes of sun a day didn't get the cancer. Now, it's actually very easy to study, all right, without making people do this. You could do a retrospective study of looking at construction workers who are out there in the sun, you know, crossing guards, etc., all right, lifeguards. And you could see, now I know lifeguards are kind of young, but you can see in those certain work groups, all right, if they had, let's say, an increase, you know, increased longevity, or if they ended up getting certain types of cancers, et cetera. So it is actually easy to determine. We're able to figure out who got skin cancer. We're able to figure out lifeguards, construction workers, et cetera. But what about these other types of cancer, and what about Alzheimer's? So, I mean, I would recommend somebody studying that if they could. Those who got sunlight got less cancer, or do they get the same amount of cancer? And if they got the same amount of cancer, was it because they only had X amount of sunlight? How much sunlight were they getting? Well, if they worked for 20 years outside, that's a hell of a lot different than somebody doing some summer work, right, lifeguarding for a couple years. So it just, somebody spend some time, please, figuring this out. I did the whole male birth control, but I think it's really confusing us. And I think us staying indoors and our kids staying indoors, I think we're becoming really doughy. You guys know what I'm talking about? We're becoming like balls of dough. And sometimes we need to bake the suckers. All right, you know what I'm talking about. All right, I know I'm getting hungry. I want some carbs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A fourth student now at the University of California, Santa Barbara, has come down with a strain of meningitis similar to the one that had sickened 8 Princeton University students in New Jersey. Now, remember we had students getting sick about 3 weeks ago at UC Santa Barbara. One student has already, I think it was a lacrosse player, has already had to have both legs amputated. Now, apparently the school has suspended social events, sorority, fraternity parties, etc., to avoid transmission because, again, we don't want people kissing or smoking or, you know, sharing bottles, etc. But this is a rare strain. It's the serotype B, and we don't vaccinate against B. We vaccinate against A and Nigeria, etc. So we're going to be importing this, but we'll keep you guys posted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. A former Marine who was awaiting trial in the deaths of six people, including four homeless men, has died after ingesting Ajax in his jail cell. This is being reported by the Huffington Post. It's Cotto Ocampo. 25 years old, had apparently accumulated the cleaning product, Ajax, over time while in custody. I don't know where they hide these things. Just like you wonder, how was Ariel Castro able to get naked and hang himself? I mean, I thought there were prison guards, but who knows? Anyway, and of course people are wondering, you know, apparently he was in Orange County Jail. So deputies that were supervising Ocampo there are now kind of questioning, you know, why wasn't anybody watching him? Apparently he was found shaking and vomiting in a single man cell Wednesday, taken to a hospital, pronounced dead on Thursday. Now, no cause of death was immediately given, all right, but, and they're doing the autopsy, but they think it had to do with him ingesting Ajax. Now, I was asked today, you know, what exactly is in Ajax. I looked it up, okay. You know, sodium hypochlorite is usually a biggie, but I had to look up the other ones. And we have here calcium carbonate, which, by the way, calcium carbonate's in Tums, okay? I mean, you know, we do use calcium, you know, carbonate, not to freak out about Tums, but I, you know, apparently carbon dioxide is added, produces the calcium carbonate, then it's dehydrated to form a powder. There's also apparently sodium dodecylbenzosulfonate, okay? A dodecylbenzosulfonate. You know what? Look, it's been a while since I've been in organic chemistry. Also, for those of you who need an easier term, sodium dodecylbenzene sulfonate, okay? Now, apparently that's a second cleaning agent in Ajax Cleaner. Alright, it's also used in car waxes, etc. Then, of course, we have the TCCA, which is the trichlorocyanuric acid. That's used as a stain remover. It's a solid white powder, very, very corrosive. We also use it, I guess, to control bacteria in swimming pools. So what happens if somebody drinks this, alright? You know, how do people die from it? Well, okay, remember, it's extremely corrosive. And, it's acidic in nature. So if you drink, you're going to be burning holes in your mouth, esophagus, throat, etc. And then you're going to start absorbing the acid, so you go into a metabolic acidosis. And when you go into a metabolic acidosis, you become more highly acidic, and that could also cause organ damage. You could also, if you're inhaling it while drinking it, can actually also have pulmonary type issues, because you know how you could breathe it. I mean, that could also irritate, but some people could go into pulmonary edema. You know, keep in mind, if you are metabolically acidotic, your body's going to want to breathe out the carbon dioxide, to breathe out the hydrogen ions and try to make you a little bit more basic. So unfortunately, some of these people hyperventilate, they become hypoxic. Some of them also lose volume because they're bleeding internally and you die. So it is not an easy, painless way to go. From what we understand, the inmate had some mental issues that he was battling, just like Ariel Castro. I guess Ariel Castro, you know, he was the Cleveland kidnapper who was found asphyxiated in a hanging and naked, so they thought it was autoerotic asphyxiation, but they said, no, he just committed suicide. Apparently, he would be running around his cell naked, or he would be naked in front of the female guards. So, I mean, he's kind of a sick puppy, unfortunately, when you have people with, you know, that type of, mental stability, you know, you can't really try to put the logic behind why they would do that. It's just, you know, when somebody wants to go, they're going to find any means. I mean, I doubt this particular inmate wanted to swallow Ajax. You know, I was asked on KBC today, you know, maybe was he trying to get high? Was he that he wasn't trying to commit suicide? You know, a rule of thumb, you know, when you got Borax, when you got Clorox, when you got Ajax, anything with an X, probably bad. Okay? Anything with an X, well, except X-Lax. Now, X-Lax doesn't follow the rule because there's two X's. X-Lax. But usually, anything with X can turn out to be bad. X-Wife. Ex-husband, one ex. Now, one of you could ask, well, Dahlia, what about sex? Sex has an ex. Well, I think a lot of us can admit some of our sexual experiences kind of turned out bad. But when it's good sex, you see how there's multiple exes on that? Okay, so you see, the rule still holds. Now, one of you had asked me a while back, what do you do if your animal swallows a chemical, okay? Of course, call poison control. I mean, first and foremost, whether a kid swallows something, whether you actually swallow something, get poison control. That's always easy, okay? But on animal.discovery.com, I love the Discovery stations and Animal. And hopefully we're going to be on one of them. Keep our fingers crossed. Hey, oh, my gosh, hope. I know. We're, you know, working on it. We've been in development of a TV show. I'm, you know, keeping my fingers crossed. But anyway, all right, so this is what they say to do, how to treat a poisoned cat. Now, this is assuming you didn't try to poison the cat, okay? They say, number one, if the cat is comatose or convulsing, okay, don't just run. They say wrap it in a blanket. No, don't bury it yet. It could still be alive. Don't bury it. No. Wrap it in a blanket. Transport him or her to the vet with the suspected poison container, plant, or leaf. Okay, so if they ate a bad plant, right, container, bring that. And no, you don't sniff it, you don't taste it. No, I know a lot of us want to die with our animals. No, okay, something could be done, something could fix the animal. Number two, if the cat has an odor of poison on their skin, but the cat is kind of alive and running around, okay, you could actually use mild soap and water until the odor is gone. Remember, your cat is going to be licking the area, right? That contains the poison, so you got to wash it off. Now, those of us with cats are like, wait a second, you want me to apply water to my cat? You know, one of my cats I could bathe. The other two, they cannot stand the water. They can't stand it. And the cat that likes to be bathing, he likes to play in the toilet. It's really crazy. Weird cats. Okay, now, if the cat has not already vomited, according to this, from Animal Planet, they say, you know, if you don't think the poison was caustic or a petroleum product, and we'll tell you what those are, they say you can induce vomiting by giving, I don't know if I would do this, I still like the idea of going to the vet, but they say here, you could give 1 tablespoon of 3% hydrogen peroxide every 10 minutes until vomiting commences. Now, again, you wonder who wrote this, okay? Because for those of us that have cats, if you give a cat a tablespoon of hydrogen peroxide, you are not going to see that cat for days. So for you to be able to get the cat back, right, to repeat in 10 minutes, you're in trouble. They say do not exceed 3 doses. If the cat fights your attempts, stop and transport immediately to your veterinarian. If no vomiting occurs in 30 minutes, transport immediately to the veterinarian with the suspected poisoning. You might as well bring the bottle of hydrogen peroxide because now they may have hydrogen peroxide poisoning. Number four, finally, this is the best advice yet. Call the pet poison control hotline for further instructions. ASPCA Pet Poison Control at 888-426-4435. They say you may even be charged. Now, caustics could include like your battery acid. Some of you like to take off your corns or calluses. Those dishwater detergent, drain, remover, oven cleaner, floor wax, those kinds of things. Now, realize alcohol could poison your cat. You know, many of you guys spill your wine, right? Or spill your beer. That could. Ammonia, antifreeze. Cats love to lick antifreeze because it's sweet. Bleach. Chocolate. Some cats can't eat chocolate. Acetaminophen, your Tylenol, of course, gasoline, polish. I'll spill nail polish a lot. The cats run over because it's all sparkly with the glitter. And then toxic plants, aloe vera, avocado, iris, tomato plants. These could be poisonous. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business. We now have 2 spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.